Welcome to episode 678 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we continue our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. However, we take a brief pause from the dramatic retelling of the story of Elijah the Tishbite. But we are not straying too far. Zarephath, also known as Sarepta, was a city located on the Mediterranean coast during Elijah's time. It was situated in the region of Sidon, which was part of the territory of the Phoenicians. Zarephath was approximately 80 kilometers, or 50 miles, north of Samaria, the capital of the northern kingdom of Israel. Zarephath was primarily known as a Phoenician city, with a significant population involved in maritime trade and industry. It was renowned for its skilled craftsmen, including metalworkers and shipbuilders. The city was located in the territory of the Phoenician king, who had political control over the region. It is worth noting that Zarephath was also associated with the worship of Baal, a prevalent pagan deity in the region. Despite this, it was in this city, amidst a culture steeped in idolatry, that God led Elijah to encounter a widow, who would play a significant role in his life and ministry. God's decision to take Elijah to Zarephath, during the drought, served multiple purposes, and carried significant lessons. Here are a few possible reasons for God's choice. Faith testing and dependency on God. By leading Elijah to Zarephath, a region outside of Israel, and a territory associated with Baal worship, God tested Elijah's faith and reliance on him. Elijah had declared the drought, and now he had to experience, firsthand, the consequences of the severe conditions he prophesied. It challenged him to trust in God's provision, even in the midst of scarcity. Teaching God's sovereignty. By providing for Elijah's needs, through an impoverished widow in Zarephath, God demonstrated his power and sovereignty. Despite the drought, God showed that he could sustain his faithful servant through unconventional means and in unexpected places. It served as a reminder that God is not limited by circumstances or geographical boundaries. Reaching out to the Gentiles. Sending Elijah to Zarephath also had a broader significance in terms of God's redemptive plan. It revealed his compassion and desire to extend his grace and provision beyond the boundaries of Israel. By involving a Gentile widow in his miraculous provision, God showed his inclusive love for all people and his intention to bring salvation to the nations. Challenging Baal worship. Zarephath was an area known for its worship of the pagan deity Baal. By choosing this location, God confronted the prevailing idolatry and demonstrated his superiority over the false gods. The widow's encounter with the miraculous provision of flour and oil, through Elijah, challenged the idolatrous beliefs and highlighted the power and authority of the one true God. Training and strengthening Elijah. God used Elijah's time in Zarephath to refine and strengthen him for future tasks. Elijah learned lessons in humility, faith, and dependence on God's supernatural provision. It prepared him for the intense spiritual battle on Mount Carmel and the subsequent challenges he would face in his prophetic ministry. While the parallels between Elijah's experience in Zarephath and the ministry of Jesus are not exact, they offer glimpses of God's redemptive plan and the themes that find their ultimate fulfillment in Jesus Christ. They highlight God's concern for all people, his miraculous provision, his compassion for the marginalized, and his call to true worship and faith. From Zarephath, God sent Elijah to a mountaintop in Israel. Mountains hold significant symbolism throughout the Bible, representing various themes and spiritual concepts. Mountains are often depicted as places where humans encounter the divine presence. They serve as meeting points between heaven and earth, where God reveals himself to his people. Examples include Mount Sinai, where Moses received the Ten Commandments, and the Mount of Transfiguration, where Jesus revealed his glory to his disciples. Mountains symbolize the authority and sovereignty of God. They are often associated with His majesty, power, and rule. Mount Zion in Jerusalem, for instance, became a symbol of God's eternal kingdom and His reign over His people. Mountains are frequently portrayed as the setting for spiritual journeys and encounters. Ascending a mountain represents a progression towards spiritual growth, enlightenment, or divine revelation. It signifies leaving behind the mundane and striving for higher spiritual heights. Mountains are places of solitude and prayer in the Bible. They provide a quiet and secluded environment for individuals to seek God, find solace, and engage in deep communion with Him. Jesus frequently retreated to mountains to pray, setting an example for His followers. Mountains are symbols of strength, stability, and immovability. They represent the unchanging nature of God and His steadfastness. In times of trouble or uncertainty, seeking refuge in the Lord is akin to finding shelter in the mountains. Mountains can represent obstacles and challenges that need to be overcome. They symbolize the difficulties and trials encountered on the journey of faith. Climbing a mountain signifies perseverance, endurance, and the need for trust in God's guidance. Mountains serve as settings for significant prophetic declarations in the Bible. Prophets often delivered their messages from elevated places, emphasizing the authority and weightiness of their words. Mountains showcase God's creative power and the grandeur of His creation. They stand as majestic displays of His handiwork, inspiring awe and wonder in His people. Mountains can also represent the redemptive work of God. Just as Mount Moriah was the site of Abraham's intended sacrifice of Isaac, it became a foreshadowing of God's ultimate sacrifice of His Son Jesus Christ on Calvary, the symbolic mountain of redemption. Mount Carmel is located in present-day Israel, near the Mediterranean coast in the northern part of the country. During the time of Elijah, it was situated within the territory of the northern kingdom of Israel. Mount Carmel is part of a range of mountains that stretches from the Galilee region in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. It is a significant geographical landmark in biblical history, and is famously known as the site of the dramatic confrontation between Elijah and the prophets of Baal, as described in 1 Kings 18. God took Elijah from a place of hiding in a foreign country, along the coast, to the top of a grand mountain, where he had a platform to speak to an entire nation. We explore what happened next in tomorrow's podcast. Father, like Elijah, we acknowledge that our faith is often tested and refined through unexpected journeys and unfamiliar territories. We understand that You may lead us from places of comfort to places where we must fully rely on Your provision and guidance. Help us to embrace these journeys with open hearts, knowing that You are with us every step of the way. And if You choose to take us from a place of being forgotten to a visible mountaintop, help us to be prepared. Lord, as we journey through life, we pray for the courage to stand boldly for truth and righteousness, just as Elijah did on Mount Carmel. Give us the strength to confront the false narratives and powers that seek to hinder Your kingdom. Empower us to be bold witnesses of Your love, mercy, and justice, shining Your light in the darkness. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.